Good evening, Azeroth, and welcome to episode 42 of the World of Goldcraft. As usual, I am your host, The Lazy Goldmaker of thelazygoldmaker.com, which is also where you find the podcast. And I'm going to talk about gold making in World of Warcraft, which is what I care about. As usual, I'll talk through like what I've been doing this week in terms of gold making. And usually we have I talk a little bit about what's happening with the game, and of course a discussion point, but this week is the launch week for patch 8.2, so of course we're just going to be talking about 8.2. I've already covered parts of it in terms of preparation, but today I'm just going to sort of recap some of the changes, what I would prioritize, and just for a lot of different situations and gold-making methods, what would I do right now, and what sort of things should you consider going forward. Now, first things first, let's talk about my week. So, of course, by the time this podcast is out, I'll be essentially at the end of my 30 Days to a Token Challenge. I'm recording this on Sunday, and right now I have about 100,000, 110,000 gold on me, and I have about 150,000 gold worth of stuff posted at the auction house. So if I manage to sell roughly half of the stuff I have on the auction house by Tuesday night, then I'll have made it. So I really just need to be active on Monday, reposting auctions and barking stuff in trade chat, which I will do on stream, and I should be able to make it with a day to spare, hopefully. Because I've generated enough value now. I just need to get the sale. So I'll probably sell some of my stuff at lower value just to move it. We'll see. I'll try not to spend any more gold at the end of the challenge and just try to sell what I have. Now, what I have done this week is mostly doing some 2x4 farming, which I've also I'm going to be writing a little sort of primer intro post for that, which comes out tomorrow. So stay tuned for that if you don't know what that is. Which I've done to generate a lot of cloth and some raw gold, as well as a chance at some BOEs and some mounts. Now most of the cloth I've just turned into enchanting materials because I have the tool of the trade for enchanting finally. I may have spent a little too much gold getting the tool, but enchanting material prices have gone crazy the last couple of days. So I've made an absolutely amazing amount of gold from the enchanting shuffle, and especially with the tool of the trade, it's been amazing. So that's great. Hopefully I can sell some more of that. I'll be doing a lot more. I have like 40,000 gold worth of gloom dust, and I'll probably try to generate some more and sell it tomorrow. We'll see. Now, of course, I've recorded a lot of stats about the challenge, so I'll be sharing that as well as the main takeaways, what I learned from the challenge in a later post once I've had time to finish and just decompress and look at what worked and what didn't. So this week I also managed to get in a single repost and mailbox collection session on my multi-realm flipping empire. Of course, I have been heavily prioritizing the challenge with pretty much all of my gaming time, which isn't that much. And now that meant that I have about 250,000 gold's worth of sales across my flipping realms, which is, of course, quite low, but I've not really been buying anything for a while. So, of course, my BOE sales numbers are going down. Almost all of those sales are from BOEs, with pretty much all of them being world drop BOEs that I'm selling at a fairly low price with large undercuts, because they will be essentially useless. But it's nice that I've sold a couple more. So if we look back at the full results from BOE flipping in the Battle of the Sarlor patch, I ended up with a total net profit of 5.6 million gold, which is very nice. I probably would have wanted to make a little bit more, but that would have required more time spent in the game, which I just don't have. But if I had done shopping scans like every day, or at least done shopping scans every time I logged in, which I didn't do, I'd probably have more sales, and if I reposted auctions more often, I would have more sales as well. Now, that's 5.6 million gold profit, and I have a total BOE sales are in the 20.5 million range, which means that I've bought BOEs for about 15 million gold, which that's a lot, but it's very nice that I managed to sell it for 5.6 more than I paid for, so that's a very, very large profit margin, actually. About 33% profit margin, which is better than what I usually get. So overall, really good. Now, I didn't spend any gold, so I'm now sitting at 18.5 million gold, which is nice. Hopefully we'll go back to growing that number now that I'm finished with the 30 days to a token challenge. So we'll be doing a lot of flipping going forward. Now, that's enough about my week. So let's talk a little bit about the game, or about this week's discussion point. We're, of course, going to be talking all about patch 8.2. Now, I'll be talking about sort of the major new gold-making related changes. I may have talked about some of this in the past, but that's what you get. And I'm, of course, going to give you my tips for gold-making, like what should you focus on. And we'll look at all of the main sort of gold-making methods, which is farming, crafting, and flipping. And I'll give you some tips for all of the professions as well. I'm going to assume that you haven't made any major preparations. You may have done so, of course. I haven't done too much in terms of preparations myself, because I generally don't... I tend to not have the time to really go heavily into preparations for anything, so I just jump on whichever markets look profitable, and I just keep doing those. So that's going to be great anyway. Now, first, let's take a little look at farming, and what farming might look like in 8.2. Of course, 8.2, the major change is we get a set of new zones, and they come with new crafting materials. So you have a new ore, a new herb, a new cloth, and new leather, which are all obtained from the new zone. Which means that if you're using gathering professions, you will probably make more gold in the new zones, because you're going to be generating the new materials that everyone is going to want or need. And today, there are, of course, zero of those materials available in your realms when they go live. So everyone will be scrambling to get them. The price will, of course, be trending downwards for all these materials for a while. So you want to farm quickly and post it quickly. Now, there are some differences. The main one is for mining. Mining, I think the new materials will be much, much, much better than the old farms. Primarily because platinum ore is going to be essentially useless. Because the new ore will be the only one that jewel crafters use, which means that the volume of platinum will just be non-existent. For herbalism, I think some of the old zones will be relevant, because people might be focusing too much on farming synanthid, and then you might need riverbud and siren's pollen and the other herbs that you also need to craft the new potions and new flasks. So I think that eventually you might be able to. It might be fairly similar, depending on material prices. You might make more gold farming riverbud or siren's pollen. You'll just have to keep a lookout on prices. And then, of course, you have the fact for both herbalism and mining. We will be eventually getting flying, which will heavily speed up the farming speed, especially in the old zones. I'm assuming that Nashatar is not going to have flying, just like Argus did not have flying in Legion. So most likely it won't matter too much for Synanthid, but for the old zones it'll be a huge deal. Now for skinning, I don't think that that the difference is going to be as large. I think you can probably make a lot of gold skimming coarse leather and shimmer scale as well. That being said, the new dredged leather will probably be pretty strong in terms of gold making, so definitely look into finding the good spots to farming dredged leather, which of course we don't know what the best spots will be. Now for the last, this isn't the gathering professions, but the last set of materials is of course tailoring, or cloth I should say. For cloth, I think that a lot of the old farms will actually keep in value. Of course, deep sea satin will be less in demand because you'll use less of it, much less of it. So you can either farm the new gilded sea weave, or you can farm tide spray linen, because tide spray linen is going to be heavily needed, because everyone is still going to need a lot of expulsum. And if a lot of people switch over to gilded sea weave farming, then we will expect the tide spray linen prices to increase, which might make those farms... might make them pretty good still, but we'll see. I think that tide spray linen is going to be one of the materials in the game that keeps its value the most, or maybe even increases in price. It depends on how many people switch from the old zones to the new zones in terms of farming, which we just don't know. So we will see. But if you're into cloth farming or 2x4, then definitely pay attention to prices and figure out whether or not it makes more sense to farm Tidespire Linen or Gilded Seaweave. All right, so that's the farming thing. I didn't touch on BOEs because we just don't know how BOEs are going to look. And BOEs will just be whichever spot has mobs with BOEs on their drop table and can be hyper-spawned and farmed effectively with a 2x4 group. That's always going to be the fastest way to get stuff like that. Now we're going to take a little bit of a look at crafting professions. Of course, we're getting a ton of new recipes, and all of the new recipes are for the ones that are tradable, at least, are going to be really good. Now, I think in general, with crafting professions, the new recipes will be super profitable, and they'll be especially profitable during the first week when they're completely new and people maybe haven't had the time to unlock the recipes, because you need to get the recipes and you also need to level up. You get up to skill level 175, so you'll need to spend some gold to level your profession skill. So that's going to be pretty interesting. Now, of course, in general, we expect the recipes that require Expulsum to have a higher profit margin, because it's just more annoying to craft a bunch of Expulsum. It's not going to be a secret, perhaps, but my personal favorites in BFA so far in terms of crafting has been the combatant type gear, and I definitely expect the new item level 370 notorious combatant gear to sell really well. So those are my favorite professions, are going to be the ones that can craft those, so primarily blacksmithing, leatherworking, and tailoring. Blacksmithing, of course, being the absolute top favorite because it has access to the largest number of weapons. And then that's followed by leatherworking, because leatherworking has access to two armor types, and then tailoring. But you need tailoring for the Expulsum shuffle, so probably that's going to take one of your slots if you only have two. Then other super interesting changes is, of course, Inscription, which is getting a new item level 400 trinket. I think this trinket is going to be super profitable to craft. I expect a lot of people will want item level 400 trinkets. I also expect a lot of people will want item level 370 crafted gear. Of course, we're getting new gearing options that you can even trade to your alts. But there's still nothing is ever going to be faster than just buying the pieces you need from the auction house. So nothing is ever going to be faster than buying gear. And the item level 370 crafted gear will generally be at a nice price versus item level point, which makes it quite interesting for new alts to buy those pieces of gear. Now, for these professions that I mentioned, the gear ones, of course, the sinister combatant pieces are going to be essentially useless. So for blacksmithing, tailoring, and leatherworking, you're going to be wanting to focus 100% on notorious combatant pieces. And you may also want to craft a new mount equipment. I think the mount equipment is going to be essentially a little higher in terms of competition, because it's less annoying to craft because you don't have to do Expulsum. So I think the big bucks is going to be a notorious combatant gear. And if you have the time, definitely farm the Marks of Honor, because you'll save a lot of time when you have to by reducing the Expulsum cost. Generally speaking, though, all of these recipes have pretty much always been profitable, even at rank 1. So it's not really about the profit margin, it's more about saving time. Now, for the consumable recipes, or consumable professions, consumables and item enhancements. So enchanting, jewel crafting, and alchemy, as well as cooking, all of these are getting new recipes, where the new crafts dominate the old crafts. So that means that for enchanting, jewel crafting, alchemy, and cooking, the old recipes are essentially useless, and you'll just be looking to craft the new ones. We get new potions and flasks for alchemy that are better than the current potions and flasks, which means that you really need to get the new potions and flask recipes, and you definitely want to level them up as fast as you can. Rank 3 for these recipes is a little hard to get. Some of it is even locked behind Exalted with the new reputations. But definitely get to work on this right away, because this is where the gold is going to be in alchemy. It's in the new recipes. No one will be, or very few people will be buying the old ones unless there's a huge price gap. So we'll see. You could actually make some gold for a reasonable amount of time, but eventually cenanthid prices will go down, and the new recipes will be the de facto use case. For enchanting and jewel crafting, I think the new crafts will be the only ones from day one. For enchanting in particular, because we're all using the same, it's all the same materials, which we already have a ton of. So it's just about getting the new recipes and then quickly crafting them. And you don't even swap out the enchants that quickly, so spending 500 to 1,000 gold more, or even more than that, is usually going to be fine with people, especially high-end raiders. For jewel crafting, I think the new gems, there aren't that many sockets. Of course, people are going to buy the new gems. And the new gems are better, and you get them from prospecting the new ore, which means that platinum ore, you're not going to bother. If you have platinum ore, then you're tough luck. It's probably gone down heavily in price since the patch launched. You just got to get rid of that and focus on the new ore. Of course, for all of these professions, at least enchanting and jewel crafting and engineering, they have notorious combatant weapons. Definitely craft those. I expect they sell well. They generally cater to fewer classes than the ones that blacksmithing have, which is of course a drawback, but you can still sell them and they will still be useful for people. For cooking, I expect the people will just be buying the new foods. The crafting cost difference is not particularly large, and the new foods are quite significantly better. So if you have any of the old ones, then try selling them cheaply and just focus on doing the new ones for sure. So that's most of the professions. As I said, day one, if you want to make the most gold, you should focus on right away getting your new recipes. So spend whatever gold you need to level up your profession, and then spend whatever gold you need on getting the new recipes, even at rank one, and then go to town on crafting them. You can look up the profitability in my spreadsheet, which I have updated with all of the patch 8.2 recipes. So do look into that, and you can quickly figure out if the new recipes are worth it or not. I expect they will be. I especially expect that Sinister or the Notorious Combatant gear will sell really well. I expect a new item level 400 trinket to do really well. I also expect, of course, the new enchants, jewel crafting, gems, etc. Maybe prospecting gets a second wind, although I actually haven't checked it out whether or not it's profitable. But yeah, all of this is going to be fun. Of course, for the raid consumables, we expect a large jump in demand once Ashara's Eternal Palace opens, which is going to be in a couple of weeks. So don't sell all of them right away. See if you can get rank 2 or rank 3 before the raid opens, because that's when you can make a lot of gold. Now, let's look at the last main gold making method, which is of course flipping, and it's the one that I've done the most of recently. Of course, the new materials are going to be added to my material flipping setup eventually. Of course, for the first couple of days, the price is going to be high and then quite quickly trend downwards. So I would wait a little while on flipping them. Just wait until the market stabilizes, until the price has been sort of stable for a couple of days or a week. Then you can start looking at jumping into them. I expect you can flip them all profitably, just like you can flip most materials that have a reasonable demand. You can flip them profitably. Of course, we will get some new BOEs as well. Once Ashara's Eternal Palace open, we'll get access to the new raid BOEs. This time we're going to get gloves and bracers yet again. This is the same as the BOE slots from Uldir. As usual, the higher item level ones are generally much better, as demand or supply is very often flooded for the lower item level drops. So stick to the highest. or and just check out my post from last week where I speculated, because I shared all of my thoughts on how I think BOE flipping will look. And then, of course, the patch Ashara's Palace will open, and then all of my ideas will turn out to be maybe wrong or maybe right. We'll see. What is going to be exciting is to see if Blizzard decides to boost the item level of world drop weapons and trinkets, because otherwise they're going to be just outclassed by the new notorious combatant crafts. So hopefully they do something about it, because otherwise they're just going to be useless. Now, if I want to sum up my thoughts on what you should be doing in 8.2, I think that the number one best way to make gold in the beginning will be to just focus heavily on the new crafting professions, particularly the new notorious combatant gear. Sinister combatant gear sold for 2, 3, 4 times crafting, and it sold really quickly during the first week of 8.1, so definitely go to town on that if you can. Then, of course, work on getting your higher rank recipes for the raid consumables if you have those crafting material or crafting professions, and just be ready for Ashara's Eternal Palace when all of the raid consumables will really hit their stride again. All right, so that's the discussion point. And then just before the end, we're going to answer one of the questions that I got from the $10 patrons, because if you support me on Patreon, you can get your question answered on the podcast. So this time we have a question for Sam, which is, of course, extremely relevant, as it's exactly what I talked about. It's, which profession would you focus on first as 8.2 begins, leatherworking, enchanting, or alchemy? Now, I've already talked a lot about this, but definitely for me, leatherworking would be my number one for the first week. I think the notorious combatant gear is going to be really, really good. Now, enchanting versus alchemy. I feel like enchanting would be better, but I think this would be quite realm dependent, and it depends on how quickly you can get the recipes. The logic is that I think more people will be willing to upgrade their enchants right away, versus I don't think people will care that much about the new consumables, because they aren't progression rating right now. So I think the alchemy might be better once the raid opens, but right now I don't think alchemy will make that much sense, whereas enchants will be a boost to all of your world content in Ashatar and stuff like that. But I could be wrong, and maybe people will be using the new flasks and potions for stuff like Mythic Plus. But that's just how I feel. I feel like I would say leatherworking priority number one, then enchanting, and then alchemy. But it does depend on your realm. So maybe enchanting versus alchemy is a bit iffy, but definitely leatherworking number one. Yeah. All right. So that's going to be the end of the show. If you enjoyed it and you want to read more about gold making, you can do so at thelazygoldmaker.com, where I blog 3 times a week. If you enjoyed the show and you want to support it, then do so through patreon.com/thelazygoldmaker. You can get early access to all of the episodes as well as all of the content on the blog. And that is the only way that I support the show, or the only way that the show is monetized. Hopefully you're enjoying 8.2. I know I will be, and I hope you have a very profitable beginning of this patch cycle. Goodbye, guys.